Hello students, good morning. I am Sheila Sudhakar from Atomic Energy Central School, Kaiga. In this chapter, Understanding Marginalization, we are going to discuss the meaning of marginalization, causes and its impact. And we are also going to discuss two marginalized communities, Adivasis and the Muslims. To be marginalized is to be forced to occupy the sides or fringes and not to be at the center of things. In the social environment too, groups of the people or communities are being excluded. In simple words, you can understand this as exclusion or sideline. These people are sidelined. What is the meaning of socially marginalized? When these people in the society are excluded, it is known as social marginalization. What are the reasons for this social marginalization? It can be because of difference in their language, or they may follow different customs and traditions. They belong to a different religious group, or they may also feel marginalized because they are poor or considered to be of low social status. Okay, in this way we can say economic, social, culture and political factors can be responsible for the social marginalization. What is the impact of this marginalization? Usually, the marginalized groups are viewed with hostility and fear. These communities are not having any access to the resources and they lack opportunity. This leads to a sense of difference and exclusion. There is lack of representation and they cannot participate in the decision making and governing. They experience a sense of disadvantage and powerlessness to assert their rights. All these things may result in poverty and backwardness. Now we come to the first marginalized group, that is of Adivasi. Adivasis are also known as tribals. The meaning of Adivasis is the original inhabitants, the communities who lived and continue to live in close association with the forest. They are distinctive because there is often very little hierarchy among them, and this makes them radically different from the communities which are organized around the principles of caste system. In India, about 8% of the population is of Adivasis. Most of the country's mining and industrial centers are located in Adivasi areas. For example, Jamshedpur, Rourkela, Bokaro, Bhilai, etc. Adivasis are not a homogeneous group. There are over 500 various Adivasi groups in India. In Odisha alone, there are 60 different tribal groups. Adivasis are numerous in the states like Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Andhra Pradesh, West Bengal, and in the northeastern states of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, and Tripura. Adivasis practice a range of tribal religions. And these religions are different from that of Islam, Hinduism and Christianity. They worship their ancestors, village and nature spirits like the mountain spirits, river spirits, animal spirits, etc. Adivasis are influenced by different religions like Shakta, Buddhist, Vaishnava, Bhakti, Christianity, etc. And the Adivasi religions also influenced the religions around them. For example, Jagannath cult of Odisha and Shakti and Tantric traditions in Bengal and Assam. During the 19th century, substantial numbers of Adivasis are converted to Christianity, which has emerged as a very important religion in modern Adivasi history. Adivasis have their own languages. Most of them are different from the other languages, and some of them are as old as Sanskrit. And these languages have influenced the formation of mainstream Indian languages like Bengali. Santhali has the largest number of speakers and has a significant body of publications including magazines on the internet or in e-zines. Usually these Adivasis are stereotyped. These communities are usually seen as exotic, primitive and backward. They are portrayed in colorful costumes, headgear, and usually they are seen as dancing. In your textbook, there is a storyboard in which these details are given in your textbook. Please refer to the storyboard in your textbook. Adivasis and development. In the 19th century, forests covered a major part of our country, and Adivasis had a very deep knowledge of access to as well as control over most of these vast forest areas. They were not ruled by large states and empires. Instead, the empires heavily depended on Adivasis for the crucial access to forest resources. In the pre-colonial period, they were traditionally ranged hunter-gatherers and nomads and lived by shifting agriculture and also cultivation in one place. Regarding this, you have studied in your history textbook as well. The Adivasis have been increasingly forced through the forest policies and political forces, and they were forced to migrate from their places to different plantations. From the 1830s onwards, Adivasis from Jharkhand and adjoining areas moved in very large numbers to various plantations in India and the world, Mauritius, Caribbean islands, and even Australia. India's tea industry became possible with their labor in Assam. The forest lands were cleared for timber and to get land for agriculture and industry. Adivasis lived in the areas that are rich in minerals and other natural resources, which were taken over for mining and other large industrial projects. The procedures were not followed and they lost their tracts of lands. In the northeast, their lands remain highly militarized. Losing their lands and access to the forest means that tribals lose their main source of livelihood and food. Many Adivasis have migrated to cities in search of work, where they are employed for low wages in local industries and at building or construction sites. When Adivasis are displaced from their lands, they not only lost their source of income, they also lost their traditions and customs. 45% of the tribal groups in rural areas and 35% in urban areas live below the poverty line, leading to deprivation in other areas, that is malnourished tribal children, low literacy rates, etc. Now these people are fighting for their rights. They want land for agriculture and community ownership of forests. Okay? So there is a very close relationship between economic and social dimensions of tribal life. Destruction in one sphere naturally impacts the other one. That is, if there is a social marginalization, it will have an impact on the economic life of these people. Often this process of disposition and displacement is painful and violent. Thank you.